News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Budget 2021 has granted a whopping $8.9 billion to the Department of Education, covering primary and secondary levels, including over 2,000 new teachers and special needs assistants. And for more on this, we're joined now by Minister for Education, Norma Foley. Minister, the Fiscal Advisory Council have expressed their concern about the ability of us to continue to pay this level of funding to the education sector. What do you say to that? That we'll hire 2,000 teachers and perhaps not have the money to pay for them going forward?
No, not at all, Ciara. Provision has been made in a budget, as you have said, of $8.9 billion investments into education. And I think it's an underlining of the determination of government to recognise the importance of the education sector.
They do say there's little indication, and I'm quoting, of how these increases will be financed on a sustainable basis after this immediate crisis has passed.
Well, I have every confidence, Ciara, that all mechanisms that need to be put in place are in place. This is a budget that is coming in a very difficult time for country, recognising that as we advance our way through COVID-19, that there must be investment to ensure that we can do so. And priority is being given to the education sector, recognising the importance of being in a position to continue and to provide education for our young people and ensuring that it will be the best possible education that we can make available.
Okay. Minister, cases are clearly climbing. The highest number yesterday at over 1,200. The North are closing their schools at their midterm break for 2 weeks, an extended period rather than the one. We have said down here that's not on the cards. Are you definitively saying, irrespective of what happens here in terms of COVID cases, that our schools will remain open?
Well, I would make very, very clear, Ciara, that at all stages we have in our schools underpinned our activity on the basis of the public health advice available to us. And indeed, our roadmap for reopening schools has been underpinned from start to finish by the public health advice available. And the public health advice available to us, and indeed the national and international experience, tells us that schools are safe places, low-risk environments, and that's largely due to the measures and resources that have been put in place, but perhaps more importantly, the very generous manner in which they're being implemented in our schools by school communities. Equally so, studies are showing that if you were to look at COVID-19 cases in children prior to returning to school, and now 6 weeks into school, as it were, there is little or no differential there. So we are abiding by the public health advice available to us in relation to schools, and we will continue to do that.
OK. On the front of the Irish Daily Mail this morning, a letter from NPHET to government, level 5 for 6 weeks. That's the recommendation that they are suggesting. First of all, are you aware of that? Is that being discussed in government circles?
No, I haven't caught sight of any documentation or any letter from NPHET. I would assume that any correspondence would go to the Minister for Health initially. No, I'm not aware of that.
And that's fair enough. But should we go to level 5? Do you believe, and supposing that the recommendation from NPHET is that schools remain open, do you believe that teachers' unions, if we were in full lockdown, would agree to go into the schools and teach?
Well, I think there is an acknowledgement in each of the levels 1 to 4 that it would be important for our students, and we're aware that when students are out of school, how disadvantaged they can be. And again, as I say, from level 1 to 4, the public health advice to us is that schools would remain open. And indeed, you will recall in the general discussions between the partners in education and general society, there has been an absolute determination to keep our schools open. But it is very important to say that at level 5, we would, of course, follow the public health advice available at that point. And indeed, we are constantly engaging with public health, seeking updated public health in relation to our schools.
And lastly, Minister, when that plan was first, the level 1 to 5 plan was first published, it said that schools would remain open at all levels, including level 5. Are you saying there's a question mark over that now?
No, I'm being very clear that it says that at level 5 that we would consult the public health advice available at that time. And that is nothing new to us in the education sector. We have done that right throughout our reopening schools programme, and indeed we're doing it on a regular basis, continuing to engage with public health in relation to our schools.
Lastly, Minister, it's not your brief, and I'm fully aware of that, but we've been talking on News Talk Breakfast all morning about whether or not the inter-county GAA championships should go ahead. You're a good Kerry woman. What's your view on this personally?
Oh, indeed, a loyal Kerry fan. I think it's a matter for the GAA in the first instance. I do appreciate that the club matches have been cancelled. And in relation to the championship matches, I think it's important that really the public health advice that's available would be very seriously looked at. We're very conscious, really, of the numbers increasing. And I have every confidence that the GAA will look at the best public health advice available.
Minister for Education, Norma Foley, thank you for that indeed.